Hello, I'm Andrew Kaunitz, professor and associate chair in the OBGYN department, University of Florida College of Medicine in Jacksonville. Today I'd like to discuss some key things I learned at the North American Menopause Society 2017 annual meeting. In mid-October, the annual meeting of NAMS was held in Philadelphia. I served as program chair for this conference, which was attended by over 1,000 NAMS members. During this international convention, prominent speakers addressed an array of topics relevant to the care of midlife women, ranging from GYN surgery to lesbian health. Dr. Michael McClung, founding director of the Aragon Osteoporosis Center, chaired a pre-meeting symposium focusing on skeletal health. Among the take-home points from Dr. McClung's presentation on anti-resorptive medications for osteoporosis was that while drug holidays may be appropriate in selected patients who are taking bisphosphonates for 3 to 5 years, such holidays are in general not recommended for women who are receiving injections of denosumab. This reflects that in contrast with bisphosphonates, denosumab is a shorter-acting medication. On the opening day of the meeting, NAMS Executive Director Dr. Joanne Pinkerton, who is also Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology at University of Virginia, reviewed highlights of the Society's 2017 Hormone Therapy, or HT, position statement. In recommending that we should remove fear from our discussions with women regarding HT, Dr. Pinkerton emphasized that the available evidence supports the safety and appropriateness of initiating systemic HT for symptomatic women within 1 decade of the onset of menopause. On day 3, I found the lecture presented by Dr. Anuja Dokras, professor of OBGYN at the University of Pennsylvania, to provide useful recommendations regarding follow-up of women who have been diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome. Dr. Dokras emphasized that since women with PCOS carry an elevated risk for diabetes and cardiovascular disease as they age, proactive monitoring of laboratory parameters including hemoglobin A1C and lipid profiles during midlife is important. Also on the 3rd day of the meeting, a session on breast imaging included a presentation by Dr. Deborah Rhodes, an internist at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, on molecular breast imaging, or MBI. Dr. Rhodes, who has played a key role in developing this technology, reviewed evidence indicating that MBI's sensitivity is substantially greater than that of screening mammography. My sense is that should MBI become widely accessible, it has the potential to transform screening for breast cancer. More information regarding NAMS, including its Certified Menopausal Practitioner Program, which certifies clinicians who have passed an examination demonstrating competency in menopausal management, is available at the NAMS website, menopause.org. Thank you for the honor of your time. I'm Andrew Kaunitz.